Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
96.5 TIC is Gina J. Oh, celebrities checking in today. I've got Noah Cyrus on the phone. Hi, Noah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm glad I'm getting to talk to you because you did an acoustic cafe for us.
I did.
You were the last one, and then it was the pandemic.
I know. It was crazy. It was like right when that all started. But life has changed since then.
It
so
has.
Much, right?
I know, and I wasn't even able to see you because I had foot surgery, so I was home in bed, and I was like, I'm missing Noah Cyrus.
What happened to your foot?
My Achilles.
Are you good?
No, not actually, not yet.
Well, I'm sorry. I hope you feel better soon.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you for
calling in today. Feed CT, we have that going on.
My label let me know that they're making a donation of 500 meals
to
Salvation Army of Southern New England. So we're really excited. That's why I wanted to hop on the phone with you today and encourage people to make donations, however big or little that they can make. Everything matters, and that it's definitely not going underappreciated.
And every bit counts for our goal of 25,000 meals today.
Any donation counts. Thank you guys so much for everything, and you know, there's a lot of families out there that need it right now.
Yeah, they do. And thank you so much for that donation. We love you for it.
Of course.
Well, we love you anyway, so. But Noah, tell me a little bit. I know on 10 days from now, you have your EP coming out, right?
I do, The End of Everything. There's 8 songs. I feel like it might be my birthday on Friday. Like, I don't really, like, anticipate things out of with excitement very much. Like, I'm a very low-key person, and I'm actually genuinely excited for it to be out and, you know, finally, like, take a breath and, like, breathe for a second, because I feel like I've been holding my breath since I've been editing the album and writing it and just getting ready. And with things like visuals and everything, I can't make videos and stuff, and that's so important to me as much as the music. Honestly, I love music videos, and I've been so excited, like, for the ones that are coming up, and especially with the last video, I got so high that I saw Jesus. I was so excited to create more, and now that's all on pause.
Making your videos and everything, huh?
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, I've got to learn how to master the iMovie video. Like, Kehlani, like, she kills the home videos.
Yeah, some people are good at that. If you give me something, I'll be like, oh, I don't know how to push play.
Dude, I couldn't even, what was it? I couldn't even make a Dropbox link on my computer. My manager had to come stand outside my front door, and I had to airdrop her a link from outside my front door because I didn't know how to email a Dropbox link, because I am just that out of touch with, like,
technology.
I don't know. Yeah, technology.
Join the club, because I don't know either. Everyone laughs at me here. They're like, how do you not know how to do that? And I'm like, I just don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what was your favorite song on The End of Everything that's going to be coming out?
Yeah, I have at least 4 favorite songs on there, but I would definitely say the title track, The End of Everything, is very special. I think with an EP like this, where I feel so connected to every song, it's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually genuinely so proud of them all. But I would say that The End of Everything holds a meaning to me that, before I even wrote the song or knew why I was writing the song or had the inspiration of why I was writing the song.
Okay.
It had always been like a question to me, like, why we're put on this earth and how lucky we are and how are we just on this floating ball in the middle of the universe. And then one day, you know, all of our loved ones were never going to see each other again. And all of this stuff, and it just blew my mind.
May 15th, Friday, everybody's got to check it out.
All right, we will definitely check that out. Of course, we're playing July.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So what are you doing to keep busy right now?
Honestly, I just pace around my house. As we were just talking, I think I actually broke my foot, and I hit it on the wall or something, and now I'm sitting in the fetal position holding my foot because I hit it so hard while we were on the phone.
Oh, no.
But I walk around pacing the house in circles if I'm on the phone. But I go on walks with the dogs I've been playing a lot of piano. I've been singing a lot of Billy Joel.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't jinx you with the foot, though.
I swear, we're walking around, and I just hit my foot so hard on the side of this door. I'm like, ow, I'm trying to keep it cool.
Go ice it. Go ice it, girl.
I swear.
And we'll look for your EP on May 15th.
I'm so excited.
Well, you take care, and I hope to see you when you come
you
back
too.
At some point.
For sure. I'll see you soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.